Have you ever wondered what it would take to get your kids interested in playing music, picking up an instrument like the guitar, the bass, maybe drums, violin, saxophone, could be windwood, could be brass, could be an electrical instrument. You know, inspiration comes from all over the place. And what inspires one human being to play an instrument, I believe, is an internal gift. I don't believe that you can inspire anybody to play music. I think music comes from within. It's like anything that you really get excited about. You might have some influence on the outside. You might have somebody that you love that plays music and you think, oh, well, I'd like to play music because it sounds so good and it looks fun and, boy, it sure commands a lot of respect. Hey, you might even be popular, right? Well, music can do a lot of things for people. It can soothe the soul. It can help people heal. I've heard the most amazing stories about how music has healed people, my own songs included. I had somebody play one of my songs called Safe Back in Your Arms at a funeral. A friend of mine's dad died years ago, and they wanted to play my song Safe Back in Your Arms at their funeral because they loved it so much. And so, you know, that's an honor. Anyway, getting back to maybe your children wanting to play music, it's tough because, you know, if you grew up in a musical family like I did, automatically almost expect that there's going to be some musical genes passed down somewhere along the line. And in my particular case, in my family, my mother, an incredible singer, beautiful tenor singer, had a beautiful falsetto voice. She used to sing in all the clubs down in Mission Valley and Fashion Valley down in San Diego where I grew up. She'd play at the piano bars and sang all the top 40 stuff back in the, you know, late 60s, 70s. And even before that, she was singing, but she loved all those big hits back in the day. All the stuff like Bad, Bad Leroy Brown and Loving You and all the great classics she would sing. And then my father, Jerry Sheff, amazing musician, bass player, played bass with Elvis Presley with the TCB band. That's probably one of the most widely recognized things that he's done as a bass player. But there's a lot more. You can go Google, search Jerry Sheff, you'll find out. It's incredible. The Doors, Bob Dylan, just to name a couple. So, at any rate, does that mean that his kids and his offspring are going to want to play music? Not necessarily. It could be inspiring, but it's not always a guarantee. But I will tell you that having kids of my own and them watching me play music, and I've seen them get on instruments, they have a natural ability to play music. They're really great at it. All of my kids have a natural ability. They have a groove, which is something that not everybody has. Some people can learn how to read music and they can learn how to play an instrument, but they don't have an internal feeling for it. There's not a groove. It's not natural for them. And then there's other people like me that can't read music. I failed all my music classes. It bothered me emotionally too, but at the same time I was writing incredible songs, and that was a kind of a slap in the face to all the big readers in my class that could pick up on the music and read it effortlessly. And then when it came time to putting something up that we created musically, I was the guy that always got the attention because my music always sounded incredible and felt great, and I didn't go off any musical notation or anything like that. It was all internal. Anyway, so for me, yes, I was inspired by many, many people playing music, and I loved it. I grew up around it. My brother and I played music as kids. Man, we taught each other pretty much everything we knew. Started with some basic notes and then jumped into some chords and things like that. So we'd teach each other. We'd learn something on an instrument, whether it was drums or guitar, we'd show each other. That's how we learned how to play music. And we took some lessons here and there, but it was really getting our hands, you know, into the mess and figuring things out and showing each other is really where it all comes from. And it still does. That's why people watch YouTube videos, because they want to see how it's done. It's so much more gratifying sometimes to just watch it and learn it. But at any rate, back to kids. Can you inspire your kids to play music? You can't. Either they want to do it or they don't. My kids in particular, I got three. I got a little boy and two girls. They all have a groove. They all have music in them. It's wild when I watch them and how effortlessly it is for them to play an instrument. But it doesn't mean that they all like it. Two of them could care less about it. One of them loves it. So, how do I get my kid to play music? Well, okay. You don't. I don't get my two kids to play music, the two that don't want to do it. As much as I want them to do it, they're not going to do it because they're not interested in it. They have their interest. So with music, you got to kind of let it be that way. Hey, if your kid loves sports, right, you know, they're going to excel in what they like and what interests them. You can't, your kid wants to be a baseball player, you can't tell him to be a football player because you like football. Your kid's going to gravitate to baseball because they love baseball. I'm using that as an example. But we'll get into some other little topics pretty soon here with music as well. So hang tight.